Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And coming up today, we have a musical theme of taking. A few weeks back, we had a couple of shows dedicated to giving. Well, now we are taking. Plus, we'll have the countdown, and today we're going back to the final weekend of September in 1946. So that's what's on the schedule today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on Seems Like Old Times, and we begin, as always, on the countdown. And today it's Billboard Magazine's bestsellers chart from 1946. And coming in at number 10, it's Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. He's landed his third top 10 hit of the year. This is Choo Choo Chaboogie.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack. I'm pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo Choo, Choo Choo Chaboogie, woo woo. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. You reach your destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. Take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Settle down by the railroad track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, chaboogie. Woo woo, woo woo, chaboogie. Choo choo, choo choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with record number 10 this weekend, 1946, Choo Choo Chaboogie. That was a million seller that got as high as number 7 on the pop survey, but it was number 1 on the R&B chart this week. One of 18 weeks it held the top spot, and he pretty much owns that survey this year. He'd hold the number 1 spot for 35 weeks total. We've gone back to the fourth weekend of September, 1946, on today's Seems Like Old Times. And the president this year is Harry Truman. There is no vice president. No one was appointed when Truman moved into the executive office on the death of Franklin Roosevelt. The population is 141 million, and the transition to peacetime has been a bit rocky. There's been a wave of inflation. We're seeing the worst in work stoppages since 1919, with coal, electrical, and steel industries hit the hardest. There have been strikes lasting 4 months at General Motors and General Electric. And Americans are ready for prosperity after more than 15 years of deprivation from the Great Depression. That was followed by wartime rationing. Citizens are upset at finding so many things in short supply. In some parts of the country, because of flour shortages, bread lines are a block long. It got so bad that a woman in Denver hijacked a bread delivery truck, and demand kept driving prices up. There's too much money for too few goods. Americans are ready to splurge, but there aren't enough automobiles, nylons, or beefsteaks. Most of the complaints were aimed at President Truman. People are starting to ask, what would Roosevelt do if he were alive? Republicans are joking, what would Truman do if he were alive? And it'll play out in the midterm elections in November as the Republicans will rout the Democrats and take over the House of Representatives. And that's what's going on here in late September 1946. And we're back to the countdown now at number 9. It's Tex Beneke leading the Glenn Miller Orchestra in 5 minutes more.
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Here am I begging for only 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more of your charms. All week long I dreamed about our Saturday day. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms.
Back in January, the Glenn Miller Orchestra made its return under the direction of Tex Beneke. And though it wasn't as large as the military band, the new ensemble was quite impressive. With 31 musicians, including a 13-piece string section, and many of the arrangements were done in classic Miller style by Jerry Gray and Bill Finnegan, the arrangers during the Miller heyday. And with Tex Beneke at the lead and on the vocals, 5 minutes more was at number 9 this week, after peaking at number 4. It is 1946 for today's get-together, and the radio shows are kicking off their new seasons. And on Sunday night, most sets are tuned to The Shadow, 5 o'clock on Mutual. Also a hit on Sunday afternoon is Carmen Cavallaro. There's also One Man's Family and The Whiz Kids. During the weekdays, the top show was When a Girl Marries on NBC. Mornings begin with The Breakfast Club and Don McNeil on ABC. And in the afternoons, the kids like Tom Mix and the Ralston Straight Shooters. And in primetime, the top 6 rated shows are on NBC. Fred Allen, Red Skelton, Jack Benny, Bergen and McCarthy, Bob Hope, and Fibber McGee and Molly. Now those are all comedies. If you want drama, there's suspense. Or the show with that creaky, spooky door, Inner Sanctum. Let's see what's happening on this week's episode.
Oh, Richard, say you didn't mean what you said before. Don't you see, I couldn't go on living without you.
You won't have to, Laura.
Then you won't leave me for that girl.
I'll take care of you. Here, let me make you more comfortable. Pillow needs rearranging.
Yes, it does. Richard, what are you doing?
I'm fixing the pillow.
I don't want to say it.
Lie still. Stop twisting around.
Look up for
this is much different from a heart attack.
A clip from this week's Inner Sanctum, Monday night at 8 o'clock on CBS. Don't worry, he didn't get away with it. They never do. All right, and we're back to the countdown and up to number 8. The first of 4 versions of the song To Each His Own. Here's Tony Martin.
A rose must remain with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is a song if the words just don't belong? And a dream must be a dream for two. No good alone, to each his own. For me there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow to open each door. There's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I've found my own, one and only you.
What good is a song if the words don't belong? And a dream must be a dream for two. No good alone, to each his own. For me there's you.
Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do.
To you,
to each his own, I found my own, one and only you.
My one and only you.
The eighth most popular record this weekend in 1946. To Each His Own, that was Tony Martin with the Starlighters and the Al Sack Orchestra. That was coming down from a high of number four, the biggest hit so far in the career of Tony Martin. And it's a million seller.
More beautiful women shampoo with Dreen than any other shampoo. Yes, Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action brings out all of the loveliness in any girl's hair. Dreen your hair and you reveal all its sparkling natural highlights, all its glorious luster. Dreen your hair and you glamorize all its soft, thrilling texture. Dreen your hair and you remove all luster-dulling soap film and unsightly dandruff flakes. And Dreen's fragrant, freshening whipped cream lather leaves your hair silken soft.
Do you remember Dreen shampoo from Procter & Gamble? Well, here's a bonus hit for you this weekend in 1946. In the top 10 over on the radio chart is the Sam Donahue Orchestra.
Just the other day, I heard a fella play.
Thank you. smile tonight. We'll share a split of moonlight. Just the other day, I heard a lady say, Father likes all your jokes. You're solid now is my folks. If you don't understand this continuity, the boy is really grand, and the lucky girl is me. See, just the other day, I heard a preacher say, honor, love, and obey. Now everything is okay.
...28-year-old tenor sax man out of Detroit, Sam Donahue. That's his second top 10 just the other day. His girl vocalist was Mynell Allen. And that was at its peak at number 8 on the radio airplay chart. Here on this fourth weekend of September, 1946. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, in the showcase, the musical theme of taking. This is the spinoff of giving, a subject that we studied a few weeks ago. Well, we were so generous, we have nothing left, so now we have to take. And I'm sure this one jumped out right away for you. It's the Duke Ellington Orchestra and Take the A-Train. Billy Strayhorn composed Take the A-Train, but the story goes that he threw it away and it was found in a trash can by Duke Ellington's son Mercer. Mercer asked Strayhorn why he tossed it, and Billy said it sounded too much like a Fletcher Henderson tune. Well, thankfully, Mercer Ellington rescued it from the discard pile, recorded by the Duke Ellington Orchestra in February of 1941, and it became one of the most popular melodies ever. Right around the same time, Cabin in the Sky was running on Broadway, and one of the songs in that musical was Taking a Chance on Love. And I've selected a version done by one of our favorite performing now artists. Here's Jane Monheit.
Here I go again, I hear those trumpets blow again, I'll glow again, taking a chance on love. Here I stand again, about to beat the band again, feeling grand again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were frame up, I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now, we'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. I gotta go again, I hear those trumpets blow again, all the glow again, taking a chance all on love. Here I stand again, I'm about to be the band again, feeling grand again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cards were a framer, I never would try, but now I'm taking that game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are beginning now, I see rainbow blending now, we'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. I'm ending now, I see a rainbow blending now, we'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. La 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 la.
Taking a Chance on Love, written by Vernon Duke, John Latouche, and Ted Fetter. And it was done there by Jane Monheit, the title track from her 2004 album, probably my favorite from her, and produced by Peter Asher, who was a member of the Peter and Gordon duo back in the 60s, along with Al Schmidt, who's won 20 Grammys for his studio work. Well, next up on our list of takers is Perry Como.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk, I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk. Let's take a stroll through the park, down a lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart, there's nothing like walking and having a heart to heart. I know a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind, she was wrapped up and sold, coming home from an old-fashioned ball.
Some couples go for a buggy ride when they start caring a lot. Others will bicycle side by side out to some romantic spot.
Some take a ride on a bus, but that would not do for us.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk.
What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk.
Let's take a stroll through the park, down a lane where it's dark.
And a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart, there's nothing like walking and having a heart-to-heart.
He knows a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind.
She was wrapped up and sold, coming home from an old-fashioned walk.
He knows a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind.
She was wrapped up and sold, coming home from an old-fashioned walk.
From Irving Berlin's musical Miss Liberty, let's take an old-fashioned walk. There, Perry Como from 1949, accompanied by Mitchell Ayers Orchestra and Chorus. We're on the take on today's Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, we've turned the calendar back 79 years to September of 1946. And it's been a good year for Frankie Carl and his orchestra. And he's at number 7 this week with Rumors Are Flying.
Sort of a haze when I go walking. I hear people talking. They say our affair is not just a passing phase. And they whisper about the flowers you keep sending me by the dozen. And they wonder the hours that you spend with me. It keeps them buzzing. Rumors are flying. I'm not denying that people are sure I'm falling in love with you. 'Cause for a change, darling, all the rumors are true. With you, 'cause for a change, darling, all the rumors are true.
Earlier this year, Frankie Carl had a huge number one with Oh, What It Seemed to Be. It spent 11 weeks at the top spot, and it featured his daughter on vocals, Marjorie Hughes. Well, the family has another hit here in early autumn with Rumors Are Flying, and it's soaring to number one where it would cruise for 9 weeks. Well, here's another bonus record from this weekend in 46 over on Billboard Magazine's Jukebox chart. Debuting this week is the latest from Andy Russell, Pretending.
Hearts are gay when they play at pretending. If you not poor, not when you're make-believing. So when you have blue moments to spend, close your eyes and you'll see how surprised you will be if you just
voice of 27-year-old Los Angeles native Andy Russell. That's Pretending at number 13 on the jukebox chart this week in 1946. That would become his seventh top 10 hit, and he was accompanied by the Paul Weston Orchestra. Let's get back to our musical theme du jour, and that is Taking. And was this one on your list? Dave Brubeck, Take 5. Drummer Joe Morello of the Dave Brubeck Quartet, who was insistent on doing a piece in 5/4 time. So the leader assigned his saxophonist, Paul Desmond, to compose it. Morello gave him the rhythm that he wanted, and Desmond delivered. But that 5/4 time made it tough to get a finished product in the studio, because one of the band members would lose the beat. It took them 2 sessions to finally get it right, and they did on July 1st, 1959. Take 5 was released in the fall of that year as a promotional for the album Time Out, but it wasn't until spring of 1961 when an edited single version became a hit on pop radio, and it's still the biggest-selling jazz single ever. Along with Brubeck on piano, Desmond alto sax, Morello drums, Gene Wright played the bass. We're taking what we want today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our stroll down memory lane takes us back to the fourth weekend of September in 1946, and Perry Como is probably the most popular singer in the country. Over the past year, he's had a half a dozen million sellers, and this one is his 7th top 10 of the year.
Surrender, why don't you surrender? How long can your lips live without a kiss? Surrender, I beg you, surrender. How long can your heart resist? A love that won't be untrue. So please be tender and darling, surrender and love me as I love you.
Perry Como doing double duty today. He did one of our take songs a few minutes back. And he was also on the countdown this week in 1946 with a former number one hit that was down to number six this week, Surrender. And he was backed up by the Russ Case Orchestra. And now it's off to Broadway to see what's playing on stage this weekend in 1946. And in this post-war era, theatergoers wanted lighthearted material. And there were some good ones to go around, including State of the Union with Ralph Bellamy and Ruth Hussey. Dreamgirl stars Betty Field. There's Oh Mistress Mine with Lynn Fontaine, Dick Van Patten, and Alfred Lunt. And Born Yesterday has Judy Holliday, Paul Douglas, and Gary Merrill. Probably the heaviest show in terms of material is A Flag is Born. The show promotes the creation of a Jewish state in the ancient land of Israel. It stars Paul Muni, Celia Adler, and Marlon Brando. And for musicals this weekend, there are The Reviews, The Red Mill, and Call Me Mister featuring Betty Garrett. But this summer's hit musical was Irving Berlin's Annie Get Your Gun. It starred Ray Middleton and Ethel Merman.
Oh, my mother was frightened by a shotgun, they say. That's why I'm such a wonderful shot. I'd be out in the cactus and I'd practice all day. And now tell me, what have I got? I'm quick on the trigger with targets not much bigger than a pinpoint. I'm number one. But my score with a feller is lower than a sailor. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with a pistol, I sparkle like a crystal. Yes, I shine like the morning sun. But I lose all my luster when with a Bronco Buster. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. If I went to battle with someone's herd of cattle, you'd have steak when the job was done. But if I shot the herder, they'd holler bloody murder. And you can't shoot a male in the tail like a quail. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. If I shot a rabbit, some furrier would grab it for a coat that would warm someone. But you can shoot a lover and use him for a cover. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. The gals with umbrellas are always out with fellers in the rain or the blazing sun. But a man never trifles with gals who carry rifles. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. A Tom, Dick, or Harry will build a house for Carrie when the preacher has made them one. But he can't build your houses with buckshot in his trousers. For a man may be hot, but he's not when he's shot. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun.
You can't get a man with a gun, so says Ethel Merman from the musical Annie Get Your Gun. Dorothy Fields came up with the idea for a musical about Annie Oakley, featuring her friend Ethel Merman. She first went to Mike Todd to produce it, but he turned it down. So then she went to the new team of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. Well, they agreed to it and asked Jerome Kern to do the music. Now, Kern had been working on Hollywood musicals, but came back to New York for this project. But 3 days after being in New York, he suffered a cerebral hemorrhage and died in November of 1945. So then they turned to Irving Berlin, and he initially turned it down. He was worried he couldn't write songs that would fit specific scenes within the show. But Oscar Hammerstein gave him the script and said, look through it, play with it a little bit, and see what you come up with. Well, within a few days, Berlin had written the three big songs in the show, Doing What Comes Naturally, There's No Business Like Show Business, and You Can't Get a Man with a Gun. And to Get Your Gun premiered on Broadway at the Imperial Theater, May 16, 1946. And here in late September was in the middle of a run totaling 1,147 performances. Also today, our showcase theme is Taking, songs that have take or taking in the title. And now, Frank Sinatra.
When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm a rowdy dowdy, that's me. She's a hi-hat baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, every Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, Sunday afternoon we forget about those cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those zillionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea.
A 1931 song written by Irving Cahal, Sammy Fain, and Pierre Norman. When I Take My Sugar to Tea. That was Frank Sinatra from 1961 with the orchestra led by Johnny Mandel. Well, that finishes off hour number one of today's show. We'll take a break and come back with more taking songs and more hits from this week in 1946 on Seems Like Old Times.